So we've seen any number of huge storms sweep through the Upper Hunter this summer, and I was wondering what the effect is on our trees, because you don't always see it, and I guess unless you're in the forest, as the old adage goes. Joining us to have a chat about it is Doctor of Botany from the University of Melbourne, Greg Moore. How are we doing, Greg?
Good, thank you, Andrew, and happy to talk about lightning and trees.
How often do trees get taken out by lightning storms? We don't get to see it very often, do we?
Look, it happens quite often because in many places, trees are the biggest things around. So when lightning earth, it hits trees and the effects can be absolutely spectacular.
Oh, okay, unless you're the tree, of course, because the old adage is you don't go standing near a tree in a storm, do you, for any number of reasons?
That's right. But when lightning strikes a tree, if it's a direct strike and the tree on the outside is a bit dry, it'll come through the tree. And when it does that, the temperatures are very high, up around the 20,000 degrees.
Oof.
And all the liquids basically vaporise. So you get a lot of the water turned to steam and the tree literally explodes, or in some cases, it fires off great strips, you know, splintery strips. So you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of those trees.
That sounds like it would be pretty lethal for the poor old tree.
Oh, yeah, that tree is finished. It literally, they blow them apart, and sometimes all you see is a bit of a splintered stump left in the ground.
Can trees survive a lightning strike, Greg?
Oh, yeah, many trees do, because quite often, if the tree is moist and there's dust and other material on the surface, the lightning travels through that because the wood itself is quite sort of a poor conductor.
Yeah.
So the lightning travels down the outside, in which case the tree can be pretty much undamaged, and all you might see is a little bit of a sooty spot here and there on the surface of the tree.
Have you seen a number of trees that's happened to?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's not uncommon. In fact, with sheet lightning, that's probably more common. And you also see the occasion where the lightning will come down a major branch or down the trunk, and it'll leave a scar, like a line, and the strip of scarring might be something around 100 millimetres to 150 millimetres wide.
Goodness
and you me. Can see the scar quite easily.
Goodness me. Greg, if we were if we had no choice but to be standing near a tree, are some more susceptible than others?
The tallest trees are the most susceptible. So if you happen to be in a forest and you've got nowhere else to go, lay low, and the tallest tree in that forest is the one most likely to be struck. So often, in fact, that your listeners around where you are, they'll have noticed that lots of the big old eucalypts in the remnant forest have no tops in them. You know, a quarter to a third of the tree is missing.
Yeah.
And that's often because the tree has been hit by lightning and that it's been blown off, and then another bit's been blown off, and the tree will survive. They also lose their tops sometimes just because of the effects of drying winds. But lightning strikes certainly take out the tops of lots of the big trees, and yet the trees will survive for centuries after those lightning strikes.
Do you think that'd be enough to stunt their growth, wouldn't you?
well, in a way it does, because some of those trees would have been another 25 to 30% higher. So when a tree gets struck by lightning, it's a bit hard to tell, and sometimes it's almost impossible to tell because the lightning comes down through the tree and earth through the root system. So you don't see anything above ground, and yet over the next 2 to 12 months, the tree might die. And if it dies very quickly, it's because the damage has been catastrophic just under the trunk. But in other cases, significant parts of the root system have been killed off, and then the tree gradually dies over a longer period of time.
Goodness gracious me, what an amazing world we live in. I've got to say that I think that would look absolutely spectacular to see it. I feel sorry for the poor old tree, but to see it hit by a lightning strike and for it to travel all the way down must be a sight to behold.
Look, people have seen them, and there are some fantastic photographs. And it's not as uncommon as people think. There are thousands of lightning strikes across Australia each year.
Yeah.
Many of them hit trees, and if you think about it, that's the shortest way to earth, because the lightning comes down, the tree is the biggest structure, it hits the tree, and if you happen to be standing at the base of the tree as the lightning comes down the trunk, then you are a more conductor of electricity than the tree is, so the lightning will earth through you, which is another good reason not to stand near a tree, and a tall tree in particular, during a lightning storm.
That is some solid advice. Dr. Botany from the University of Melbourne, Greg Moore, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Andrew, and my best wishes to all your listeners.